On the February 28th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed and Joey talked about who they think will make first team All-ACC. They also talked about whether they think the team should be voted for on the basis of talent or value, and whether or not Virginia senior J.R. Reynolds will make the team.
Joey, let's start with the players.
Yeah.
And I believe we did this about a month ago, ACC basketball at the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
And your first team was different than my first team.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And your first team had Xavier Dowdell.
Right.
And mine didn't.
I believe you had, like, James Mays and
I think
like
I
that.
Had James Mays from Clemson. Because
right.
I am an idiot. And you're a soothsayer. And you just know these things. You
seem to have swung towards my direction.
Well, you predict Virginia football to be 5-7. They were 5-7.
Right.
Joey just has a read on these things. It's a crystal ball with this guy. Here is my... I'm just going to put it out there right now. And then we'll explain it, and we'll go through how we determine this. Because I think people, their follow-up question is not just who you chose, but why you chose them. Mm-hmm. What was your criteria? Here is my All-ACC team, my five guys on the team, and you determine who the alarming omission was from this group. Jared Dudley, Boston College, forward. Al Thornton, forward, Florida State. Sean Singletary, guard, Virginia. Joey's boy, Xavier Dowdell, 33 points at North Carolina, don't lie. Guard, Virginia Tech. And J.R. Reynolds, guard, University of Virginia. That's my five. That's my first team All-ACC. We'll get to Player of the Year in a minute. But Dudley, Thornton, Singletary, Dowdell, and Reynolds. Who's off that list?
A kid named Tyler Hansborough, who I believe received, let's see, in terms of ACC Player of the Year in the preseason polls, Tyler Hansborough received 48 votes.
Anybody else close?
Al Thornton, 4. Josh McRoberts, 4.
48-4.
And now you don't have him on your first team All-ACC.
And apparently. You know why? Because he doesn't belong there. And I know Dave Glenn said,
like,
you know, he probably would lean toward putting Hansborough on the first team.
Yeah.
But even Dave Glenn, you know, Dave's down in North Carolina, surrounded by Carolina sentiment and fever down there. And even Dave acknowledged this is a very close vote. And I like the fact that Dave didn't go, you know, this is a close vote between about 4 of the 6 guys for the last spot on first team. No, it's not. It's maybe a vote between 2 guys.
It's between 2.
It's between Tyler Hansborough and J.R. Reynolds. And I'll give you a sense of why J.R. Reynolds, to me, belongs on that team. And it comes down to one word above all others. And to me, this is the criteria. And you let me know, listeners, if I've defined the criteria the wrong way. If you have a different sort of continuum or scale for evaluating who belongs on a team like this. But for me, the word is value. That's the word. Value. And J.R. Reynolds' value to his basketball team this year in conference play. We're judging this on conference play. ACC against ACC. In my mind, there is no doubt J.R. Reynolds has been the more valuable player consistently to his team than Tyler Hansborough has been to his.
I mean, statistics-wise, you look at it and you see that J.R. Reynolds is second in the ACC in terms of points per game, 21.1,
uh-huh.
Falling number 2 in that. But if you look game by game, you know, in terms of value, he certainly kept Virginia in a number of games, and you can make the argument that by keeping Virginia in those games, he, in fact, won the game for Virginia.
Yeah, let me start with a couple of things, a couple of generic themes out there.
Okay.
Virginia is clearly the most overperforming team in the ACC. Now, we'll get to this with Virginia Tech. I know Tech stunk last year. They were 4-12 in the league. But the point here is Tech had the same players last year that they have this year, and they shouldn't have been as bad last year as they were. So they should have been on this continuum getting better, and they weren't. Virginia has the exact same players this year as last year and has evolved from an 8-8, 7-9, whatever it was, team last year to a team that has a great chance to win the ACC. Virginia, in my mind, is the most enterprising and overperforming team in the ACC. Some of that is coaching. Some of that is Dave Leto, and that's why we'll have the conversation that we will in a few minutes about Leto v. Greenberg. But a lot of that is players. And we've seen Virginia... And Joey, you and I marveled yesterday right off the top about how this is a how team. There isn't a third consistent scorer. There isn't a post presence. They go through droughts. They get out-rebounded. You made the excellent call and a point in one of our 19 cell phone calls today, which we do every single day, that contrary to popular belief and contrary to what Dave Leto's trying to impress upon his team every day, they're not a great defensive team yet.
They're not a great defensive team. I mean, I think they're getting towards being pretty good. But they're not a team that's just gonna shut you out.
No.
If you look game by game, and given some teams want to run more than others, but if you look game by game, Virginia has not been a shut them out defensive type team like maybe a Duke has been, though Duke has had some trouble scoring this year.
Big-time scorers have had big-time games against Virginia. Mm-hmm. Thornton went off. Dudley went off. Rice went off against UVA, guys like that. This comes down in the end to Leto's coaching, but more than that, it comes down to two fellas, Sean Singletary and J.R. Reynolds. Now, there are a lot of people out there that say, I can't put them both on that team for a couple of reasons. One, I can't put two players from any team on there. And two, they're, you know, I think as somebody said, they're like clones of each other. They kind of do the same thing, and I can't separate them. And Singletary, Reynolds, Reynolds, Singletary, I can't put them both on there. And they couldn't
just
be more
accurate.
Wrong.
Yeah.
They're totally different players. They bring totally different tools to the table. And this is about value. It's about value in and of yourself or in and of itself, not respective to numbers. It's not, well, he brings a lot of value, but we got two guys on this team from one team and not any from the value is value is value.
But is it all about value is the question. I think outside of some of those other counter arguments, largely I think what people go back and forth in their mind about when they're voting for these teams is are we voting on talent? Are we voting on pure talent? Are we voting on value? Are we voting on kind of a sliding scale of both?
Yeah.
You know, we vote on the player of the year, right? We vote for the player of the year. We don't vote on the most valuable player in the ACC. So in a lot of people's minds, the first team becomes a team comprised of five players of the year, the top five players in the league. And the counter argument against J.R. Reynolds is that Tyler Hansbrough is more talented than J.R. Reynolds, regardless of his, you know, relative value to his team. Tyler Hansbrough is more talented.
Yeah, he's the
first
round draft pick. J.R. Reynolds is not.
And that's the counter argument.
It's interesting, Joey, because it's such a vague definition.
Yeah, oh, it's terribly
year.
Vague.
If
yeah.
the definition was most talented player, or let's say if the definition was most valuable player, it's Reynolds. If the definition is most outstanding player, it's Hansbrough. But the definition is this vague, nebulous player of the year. Somewhere in between. How do we?
I mean,
balance
keep in mind, we're translating player of the year to the first team in the ACC,
right?
Which are two different things.
Or players of the year
right.
in this case, the five players of the year.
Or should they be, as you've stated, be the five most valuable players?
Right. Should we rename the award? And that's where we go to you, fans. 977-1070, 977-1070. Do you look at these teams and go, how are they choosing this? And for your money, how should it be chosen? Is it a most valuable player? Is it a most outstanding, most gifted, most, oh my goodness, did he just do that
mm-hmm.
kind of player? Or is it some combination of the two? I'd love to know, because Joey and I love doing this, but we hate doing this.
Well, I've been banging my head against the table the entire day. I mean, the goal when you're voting on this team, in my mind, is to maximize talent and value with each player. When you go through Dowdell, Singletary, and Dudley, you're doing so. They're all talented guys. They're all very valuable guys
yeah.
to their teams. Once you get around to Thornton, and I think Thornton's relative value to his team is a little bit in question given Florida State's performance without Tony Douglas.
Yeah.
But if you look at Hansbrough, he's not as valuable to his team. If you look at J.R. Reynolds, he's probably not as talented as the other five guys on that list.
Now, here's the interesting thing. You can clearly make the point that I think Reynolds is as valuable to Virginia as Singletary is. I think they're 1 and 1A in that sense, and I'll back up that statement in just a second. I don't think Hansbrough is the most talented player on North Carolina. I think that's Brandon Wright. And I don't think he's the most valuable. I think that's the point guard, Taiwan Lawson.
Right.
He is important, and he is talented, but he's not the most in either of those categories. And J.R. Reynolds, if you look at this, for all of those people that just want to go, eh, J.R. Reynolds, nice player, but you can't have him on the team over Singletary because Reynolds wouldn't be Reynolds without Singletary being Singletary. Reynolds, thus, his great year is a byproduct of Sean Singletary. Might I remind you, might I take you back in the time capsule to some of these ACC games? Oh, I don't know. The road game at Clemson, the road game at Maryland, the home game against Wake Forest where he dropped 40, the stretch against Duke where he scored 11 straight points, the NC State game on the road in the second half where he single-handedly won the game. Those were games where, no offense to Sean Singletary had subpar performances. At times in some of those games, like Clemson and Maryland, Singletary was bad and hurting the team. And don't get me wrong, he has helped this team immeasurably, but there have been times where Singletary hurt his team, and Reynolds was the guy that won Virginia ACC basketball games. Let that fact not be lost on you. Kevin on line one. Hi, Kevin.
You just said what I was going to say.
say it again, because I'd love to hear it. Thank you.
I just really believe that that our MVP for this year is J.R. Reynolds. Game in, game out. His game has just increased so well this year. he's playing like he wants to play at the next level every game throughout the whole year. And I was just very impressed with what he's been doing this year. Sean Singletary has been that for 3 years for us. J.R. Reynolds is doing it this year as well. And I just think he's done a fantastic job.
Amen, brother. Well said. Hang on the line because I want to get your reaction real quickly to this statement. Joey Mancini wrote a great column for the Cav Daily a couple weeks ago about J.R. Reynolds and said, you know what? Sean Singletary will be remembered for moments. He's created the season-defining moments this year, the rebound against Clemson, the shot against Duke, things like that. But if this is about dependability and consistency, this team's about J.R. Reynolds.
I absolutely believe that. I think this, again, the J.R. has done such a consistent job throughout the whole year that he's our MVP. And you earlier was saying about the difference between Tyler Hansbrough and J.R. Reynolds. I think it's, if you're going to make the equation, I think it's Tyler Hansbrough and Sean Singletary this year. I think J.R. Reynolds is an automatic in my mind.
Yeah. Kevin, that's well said. I certainly hope Reynolds shows up there. Right now, if the season stopped right now, I would vote him on Sunday night.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks.
That's Kevin on line one. I agree wholeheartedly.
I mean, and obviously, as do I, because I, you know, have wrote about it a couple of times. But
and well.
The question remains here, do they both deserve to be first team all ACC? And it goes back to this question of talent versus value. And maybe the counter argument is that J.R. Reynolds is an underappreciated talent. That people look at him as a, you know, 6 foot, little shooting guard out there who could never play at the next level because he's a shooting guard and he's not a point guard and he's 6 feet tall. And maybe that's the counter argument, is that he's an underrated talent, and that's what, you know, not only is he valuable, but he's also, contrary to popular belief, very talented, and that's why he should be first team all ACC.
I think that's great, because in this league you get a reputation. And J.R. Reynolds,
what it's all about. It's all, you know, Hansbrough has his reputation
right,
as being this
as a star.
Uber talented lottery pick.
J.R. Reynolds has never, and Singletary now has the reputation of being a star.
Yep.
No matter what, Sean Singletary is a superstar. J.R. Reynolds has never had the star reputation. He's not fighting his game anymore. He's not fighting consistency. He's fighting voters' image of what his reputation is. And that's just not fair to a guy like J.R. Reynolds. Can one team have two MVPs and another team not have any? Yes. Or can one team have two MVPs that all both make first team and the other team has eight and none of them make first team? Yes, and that's the case with Carolina. Carolina, when it's at its best this year, has eight guys of equal value, and only if we were all so lucky. But when Carolina's at its worst, which they've been in the last month when it really matters, they've had no MVP because nobody wants to step up and lead the way Sean Singletary and J.R. Reynolds have led for the Virginia Cavaliers. Reynolds on the first team. More next.